it's time to pony up to the table and hear all of what's going on in the county, where it all comes together. The County Grapevine, a 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Thursday, January 8 edition of the County Grapevine. My name's Ann Russell, and I'm your host for today's show. Let me tell you what you can look forward to. Later, we're going to hear from community reporter Brenda Little. She spoke with Jennifer Cobb, and we're going to hear all about Jennifer's interest in cold plunging and its surprising health benefits. On What's Happening, it's time for community libraries. Liz Zylstra will discuss some tips and tricks to make library use even easier in 2026. And then on County Grows Viticulture, we figured it was a segment worth repeating. So Astrid Young speaks with Richard Johnson of By Chadsey's Cairns in Hillier. And this interview was recorded before Richard's retirement. So we get his thoughts on the business and its practices before he retired from it. But first, we start out with County Profile. Gage Broderick speaks with 99.3 County FM volunteer Doug Ward.
Hello and welcome to County Profile for the Thursday Grapevine for 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county. My name is Gage Broderick and I am joined today by County FM volunteer, recent County FM volunteer, Mr. Doug Ward. How you doing, Doug?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure, my man. So you were the host of the Monday Midday Show and the Saturday Morning Country Show.
Correct. Yeah, I've been doing a Saturday Morning Country now for about a year. As a matter of fact, I just passed my one-year anniversary and took over the Monday Midday about 3 weeks ago, I believe.
Yeah. No, you took over for our man Ken Arnott.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you've been the master of taking things over, it seems. You took over for Chris Holder. Then you took over for Ken Arnott.
Yeah, big shoes to fill.
What's the what's next in your quest for world domination?
Well, just take over the whole county radio.
Yeah. First the county and then the world, right?
Yeah.
So, Doug, let's get right into the nitty-gritty here. Where were you born and where'd you grow up?
I was born in Toronto. Always been a GTA guy. Born in Toronto, lived everywhere from East End, Scarborough guy.
Okay.
So Scarborough, North York, and points north and east.
Okay. What was your like early years like?
Early years were Toronto, Scarborough. Spent my formative years in Scarborough and Oshawa.
Okay.
Yeah. So I spent some time in the Schwa, my high school years.
Oh, awesome. So what was your education like?
It was on the streets.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, because of moving and family circumstances, I didn't even get to finish high school.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, yeah. So I like to pride myself on being somebody who's really moved up the ranks without a formal education. And I know, not to go off a tangent, I know that formal education is important, but I don't think it's as important as it used to be.
Yeah, no, I think that the general stigma of there being, you know, this requirement for a formal education is not even, like, I have friends that I know that have gone through years of college, let's say, and, you know, even at the end of that, they're not guaranteed a job necessarily, and they're also, you know, having to pay off debt until the day they die, pretty much.
Yeah, and today's youth are actually making money in far different ways than we even dreamed of.
Oh, yeah. No, there's so many more avenues, I feel, with, like, technology and how that's processed, you know?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. So 99.3 County FM is not your first dalliance into the radio world, right?
It's not, no. When I first retired, let's go back about 13 years or so, I was living in Stouffville, and there was a postcard in my mailbox saying that Whistle FM is looking for volunteers.
Okay.
I had no idea they had a radio station. So I followed up, and before you know it, I was their Friday morning guy on the radio, and they taught me how to produce and record. And besides Friday mornings, I was producing three different radio programs, taking about 8 hours a week of radio time.
Oh, wow, okay.
A lot of fun.
Any, like, particular genres of music you did during those shows? Or?
There was a guy that I worked with who did the blues, and he's an old rock and roll buff. He actually was one of the first disc jockeys on the original CFNY. And we did a daily 3-hour show, which went from early rock right up to today's rock. So it just ran the gamut.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So about how long did you stay there?
I think I was there about 2.5 years before we decided to pull up stakes and move out of town.
Oh, nice. So what exactly did anything in particular draw you to 99.3?
I was talking to somebody in the county, and, you know, your radio station, our radio station, is well known, I think, throughout most of the province. And I had that taste of radio in Stouffville and wanted to continue. And so I came in and spoke to the general manager here, and he told me two things. One, the only opening is for country music, which I wasn't a big fan of back then.
Right.
And it starts at 6 a.m. So I thought, wow. Well, and anyway, I took it.
What a deal.
And I enjoy it. I really do.
Yeah, no, I think you've done a very good job. And, you know, I must say, too, you have the perfect radio voice, I must say.
A face for radio is what I'm told, right?
That's what we tell everybody. Get them on board, yeah. You know. So in addition to radio work, you've also had a career as a national operations manager. First off, what is that?
That is somebody who looks after pretty much everything to do with the movement of the goods. So if you buy something, I make sure it gets in safely. I make sure it gets warehoused and stored. I make sure it gets out to where it's got to go safely. So anything to do with the movement of goods.
Okay. Was there anything that sparked your interest in that kind of career, or was that just sort of a circumstance kind of situation?
You know what? It was a circumstance, but I mentioned I don't have a high school education. I started working for a company, and they saw something in me I didn't. I started working in the warehouse, worked my way up to an assistant buyer. Then they needed somebody to look after inventory. Then they needed somebody to look after warehousing. So it just kind of evolved from there.
Okay. So who did you work for, necessarily?
Most of my working career has been in the automotive or automotive-related industries. Companies like Mazda Canada, Hyundai Canada,
okay.
And most recently with Kubota Canada.
Excellent. So did that job entail like anything in particular, or was it just sort of along the lines of the transporting and moving of goods? Or
yeah, the transporting and movement of goods. I was also in charge of purchasing agents, customer service agents. So it was a big job. It's a big job, but I really enjoyed it. It was a very varied job, if I may.
Yeah.
But something I enjoyed doing because every day was different.
Do you feel like any of the skills between that career and your radio career have kind of bled over at all, or
none whatsoever? I think just my personality has enabled me to take on radio.
Excellent, excellent. So you mentioned that you lived in various places like Toronto, Scarborough, mm-hmm. Oshawa. What brought you to living in the county?
Funny story, we left Stouffville. We settled into a 55-plus community in Port Dover.
Okay.
On the shores of Lake Erie, visiting from friends in Hay Bay. And they said, hey, we know a place that's available for sale in the county. I said, no, don't want to look at it. We have a nice home ourselves. And, well, we looked at it and bought it the next day.
Yeah? Was there any, like, just, you know, magical eureka moments that made it be like, yeah, this is the spot?
There was a couple. You know, it's got a couple of acres. It's set back from the road. And I think the big thing was we had a studio attached to the house. My wife is a potter.
Okay.
And so that studio enabled her to expand her business. So she's doing well there.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your wife's career there. Of how long has she been a potter for?
Most of her life, she started off at a younger age, but gave it up. And since her retirement, she's been into it full time and has really blossomed as, I think, one of the county's better potters.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you bump into her like moving a moving an automobile for her or anything like that? Or
nothing like that. No, no.
Nice, nice. So what would you say is probably the best part about living in the county or just the county in general?
You know what? Before we moved here, we didn't know a thing about the county.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd ever set foot in the county. But since living here, we've been to the wineries, we've seen some live entertainment, we've met some great people. It's just it's a very laid-back, friendly place to live. You know, I mentioned living in Port Dover in a 55-plus community. Everybody's in your business, kind of, you know, finding out what you're doing, and here is just people leave you alone, do your thing, but they're very friendly about it.
Yeah, no, it's kind of a it's a very intimate community, I feel, but it's like not to the extent of like, you know, you can never have a moment to yourself sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, and they're very caring people. You know, a couple of things have happened in the past where people have really shown their true colors and offered assistance in a lot of different ways. It's been nice to receive that.
Yeah, no, it's a true feeling of community, I would say.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, County FM, would you say that anything in particular stood out to you as your volunteer time here has reached its one-year point?
It's well organized. The people are great here. It's just everything's kind of falling into place for me here.
Yeah. Oh, we love having you so far, and here's your $10 for that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
For that compliment that you were forced to read. Thank you. Glad you could read it all the way over here.
Yeah.
So, Doug, usually what I ask, I interview a lot of musicians on the show, and one thing that I like to ask is who would musicians like to – well, are you a musician at all? Or
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I do have a couple of acoustic guitars at home, but I'm going to say no.
Okay. So one thing that I usually ask is what artist, living or not, would they like to have performed with? Is there any artist that you would have liked to have seen living or not?
I missed John Lennon. I got a Beatles tattoo. I'm a big Beatles fan. I've seen Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr in concert. I didn't get the opportunity to see John, so that would be the guy.
Okay. All right. And one last question. You said that you were not originally a country fan.
Correct.
Is there anything that has grabbed your interest? Because you said you've kind of come around on it a little bit, right?
I am enjoying country music. I do kind of swing over to the new style country.
Okay.
But I like the blending of the old and the new. There's a new song by Dwight Yoakam, and he's got, is it Post Malone on it? Yeah, him and Post Malone put out a new song.
I think I might have heard
it. It's really good.
Yeah.
So I like that blending of the old and the new. And Post Malone, Jelly Roll, they're really crossing a lot of different musical genres.
Right.
And I like that.
Awesome. Well, yeah, there you go. Do you have the name of that song or by chance? Or
I Don't Know How to Say Goodbye.
Okay. I Don't Know How to Say Goodbye by Dwight Yoakam and Post Malone.
And Post Malone.
All right. There's your musical recommendation.
There
for
you go.
The,
and you hear a lot more of that every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 right here.
There you go. Hosted by Doug Ward, Saturday Morning Country. Well, Doug, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
An absolute pleasure. And yeah, like we said, look for Mr. Doug Ward, Saturday 6 to 10, Monday 10 to 2.
10 to 2.
And for County Profile and for Doug Ward, this has been Gage Broderick on 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.
Thank you to Gage and to Doug. And I have to say I agree with Doug. I've never considered myself a country music fan, but I do really enjoy listening to his show on Saturday mornings. And I hadn't even realized that he'd taken over the Monday midday slot, so I'll have to begin listening to that. Okay, later in the show, we're going to hear from community reporter Brenda Little. We're also going to hear from Liz Zylstra from Prince Edward County Libraries. But right after a very short message, we're going to hear from Astrid Young and Richard Johnson.